Do you or a member of your family suffer from chronic pain? Would you like to make the pain go away? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Then you need to check out the Pain Injury Brain Center of America, now open in Las Vegas. At PIPCOA, they treat your chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy. I suffered from chronic pain due to an impingement of my rotator cuff. I tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy, nothing worked. Then a friend suggested I contact PIPCOA, and after just 6-hour-long treatments, the pain went away. In fact, I canceled my scheduled surgery. And after a brief hiatus due to the coronavirus, PIPCOA is back accepting appointments. Whether your pain comes from headaches, a disc injury, broken bones, hip or knee injury, neuropathy, even PTSD, regardless of the source of your pain, PIPCOA can make the pain go away. You don't have to live with the chronic pain. Make the pain go away. Call PIPCOA at 702-546-8767. That number again, 702-546-8767.
Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out.
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two! Time is running out! Number three! Time is running out! Number four!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local now for a Thursday. That means Wayne Allen Root War Now, and he joins us on the line. Wayne, I've been dying to ask you, what did you think of what the mayor said yesterday just ahead of the city council meeting, where she essentially called out the governor to open up the state, open up the city, and allow us to breathe again. What did you think of Carolyn Goodman?
Well, I said on my show last night, Kevin, she's a breath of fresh air. She's fantastic. She should be mayor for life. I love her, and I just think she's an amazing woman, and she's not even a Republican. She's an independent, a former lifelong Democrat, changed independent. I found out only yesterday. I thought she was still a Democrat, but she changed independent in 2009, as did Oscar, her husband, the former three-term mayor. So they aren't even Republicans, and yet they think, just like Wayne Root, that in the end, the cure is worse than the disease. This is insanity. Americans are hiding in their houses, cowering like snowflakes from something that is horrible, is terrible. Nobody's defending it. Nobody wants a pandemic. No one thinks the virus is wonderful. No one thinks it's a hoax. No one thinks it's nothing that we should worry about. But I think it's not as bad as the Nazis and the Holocaust, but we all charged forward against Pearl Harbor and the Japanese and the Nazis, and we didn't cower in our homes, and some of us died, but most of us lived, and we won World War II, and we didn't cower in our homes from polio. We didn't close the economy. This is all madness. It doesn't make any sense, especially in so many states, including Nevada, that are very lightly affected. Is anyone going to tell me the fact that we've lost 100 or so people? Maybe now it's 150. I haven't seen the latest update.
126 was the latest number I saw.
What's the number?
126 was the latest number.
126. I was about to say, let's call it 150. I mean, let's even call it 150. You're talking about a state where that many people die all the time from opioid addiction, from drug addiction, from alcoholism. How about gambling addiction? How many people commit suicide from gambling in a gambling state? How many people lose their life savings in the casinos and commit suicide? It's an open secret in this town. How many people kill themselves and they don't let it make the newspapers because it would be bad for business? How many people die in car accidents every day? How many people died last year in the same month from the flu? This is insanity. I'm not saying let's all go out and no gloves, no masks, and no social distancing. I'm saying, and I'm sure the mayor's saying, whatever is the right medical and safe safety regulations and requirements we need to adhere to that you're asking Costco and Walmart and supermarkets to adhere to, I'll be glad to adhere to, and I'm sure every small businessman or woman in Las Vegas and Nevada will be glad to adhere to, but we've got to reopen the business because guess what? This is national suicide. National suicide. I'm going to say it a third time. National suicide. It's a fate worse than death. I'd rather face death than lose all my businesses and become a penniless, homeless bum. I'm not going to do it. So I'm going to tell you, we're going to open in May, or we're going to open in May without your permission. I'm telling you right now, we are all opening in May. If every business owner in Nevada has to stand in front of this store and tell the governor, screw you, we're open, I dare the police to arrest every single business owner at the same time in the state of state of Nevada and the city of Las Vegas. A reasonable solution has got to be cut between now and then to open all the small businesses by May 1st and to open the casinos by, say, Memorial Day at the absolute latest, so all the employees get back to work. And you know what no one's talking about? What's so bizarre? We already have the treatment. It's called hydroxychloroquine. Even one of my liberal friends called me this morning and ranted, I hate Trump. I hate Trump. It's Trump's fault. It's not China's fault. It's Trump's fault. I hate all this. And then I said, well, I don't understand. What exactly are you doing if you get sick? You know, because you're so scared of getting sick. I don't have that fear. I have a fear of losing my business. I don't have a fear of getting sick. What are you doing if you get sick? And he texted me a photo of a year's supply of hydroxychloroquine that he got from his doctors. This guy's worth $300 million. So he has a way to do whatever he has a way to do, right? Whatever he wants, he can get. He showed me a photo of a year's supply of hydroxychloroquine and Z-Pax. He's got them all waiting. That's Trump's cure, by the way. We should just rename it. Trump's cure. Trump's treatment. Make the liberals insane. We already know it works. Study after study. Yes, limited studies, but study after study shows it is so effective. I won't say 100%, but some of the studies have shown somewhere in the neighborhood of 100% effective. So why are we all so terrified of this terrible flu when we know we've got something that is very effective against it? Even liberals are stockpiling hydroxychloroquine. He doesn't live in Nevada, by the way, so Governor Sisolak can't go after him. He lives in a faraway state. But the whole thing boggles my mind. This is worse than a pandemic. This is worse than any death you could ever face now that I know the facts of what's happened to the economy. We are in a Great Depression that is worse than the original Great Depression. I have no idea how even a magician and an economic genius like Trump can get us out of this. The businesses are destroyed. The employees have no jobs for years to come. There isn't enough money in the vault to keep paying everybody a $1,200 check. And somehow, as much as I love Trump, he has screwed it all up. Because, yes, Wainwright just said he screwed it all up. Because the only thing that matters to Trump is Republican votes. Democrats are never, ever going to vote for you, no matter what you do for them, no matter how many checks you give to welfare people, no matter how many checks you give to people who want to hide in their homes, and you sign those checks, they're never voting for you. They're all voting for Biden. They hate you. So the only thing that matters is Republicans, and who are Republicans? Small business owners and their employees, and the SBA loan process is completely broken, failed, and screwed up, which is just more proof that government, whether it's run by Republicans or Democrats, doesn't matter. Government is bad. Government is never good. Government is never going to help you. Government isn't here to help you, as Ronald Reagan said. Government's here to destroy you. There is no help for any of us. The SBA loan process does not work, and the money will not get in the hands of the small businesses that need it. It'll get in the hands of a few rich guys who have gigantic assets and a few giant corporation that shouldn't even qualify as small businesses, and it's never going to help the little guy anywhere in this country, in my opinion.
You see him on Newsmax TV. You hear him on this very radio station. He's Wayne Allen Root. More coming up. What lies ahead, and what might reopening look like? We'll get to that and more coming up. Live and local now. In these troubled times, we all need to prepare for the unexpected. Hey, Kevin Wall here. That's why I recently called Castle Insurance Group to do a full review of my insurance. In an emergency, I wanted to be fully covered, but I also wanted to make sure I was getting the most bang for the buck. I spent all of about 10 minutes with my Castle Insurance Group agent, and the next morning, she had my quotes for auto and renter's insurance ready to go. She not only improved my coverage, but she also saved me hundreds of dollars. In these uncertain times, who couldn't use more money in their pocket? At Castle Insurance Group, they'll find you the best policy from name brand insurers like Progressive, Nationwide, Safeco, Travelers, Hartford, and ASI. Would you like to save money on your home, auto, and life insurance while actually improving coverage? Then call my friends at Castle Insurance Group at 702-714-1060. Ask for a free quote. That's 702-714-1060. All it will cost you is 10 minutes and a phone call. That's 702-714-1060.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor of Nevada. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycry and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. During the COVID-19 business shutdown, the Department of Homeland Security has categorized bicycle shops as essential businesses. We've been servicing a lot of bikes to help people get their two-wheeled transportation up and running. Many people who are losing their jobs are now using their bicycles for transportation. They don't have money for their car or their insurance, so they'll use a bike to get around. Our community is also using them as a way to get outdoors, stay in shape, and enjoy the fresh air. If you need help dusting off the cobwebs and getting on your bike, we're here to service you curbside from 9 to 5 daily. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215, as well as the Bonneville Transit Center downtown Las Vegas. Our phone number is 702-596-2953.
All of us have felt the impact of Governor Sisolak's new coronavirus policy, and none of us know when we'll be able to declare victory. Hey, Kevin Wall here. And while we all want to do our part to support the president's effort to stop this deadly killer, we all have to eat, don't we? That's why Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos want you to continue to enjoy the same amazing food that Vegas residents have come to expect for the past 30-plus years. Ichabod's full menu is available 24/7 for carryout or curbside pickup. And get this, limited menu items are available for 50% off. That's right, 50% off. To order, call Ichabod's Lounge at 702-451-2323. That number again, 702-451-2323. One more time slowly, 702-451-2323. None of us knows what the future brings when it comes to the coronavirus, but one thing I know for sure, we'll all get through this together. And Ichabod's Lounge will be there with you every step of the way.
There is good news. We will recover. We will thrive if we act now. I'm Sam Peters, and I'm running to be your congressman in Nevada's District 4. I'm not a professional politician. I'm a 20-year military veteran and a successful business owner. I know how to balance a budget, secure a border, and help President Trump revive our economy. Nevada, we need a congressman who will work for you. I can help. Join SamPetersForCongress.com. Remember, Sam Peters, the number 4, Congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
On across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, it's live and local now. Good to have you with us. Wayne Allen Root joining us. An Indiana congressman said earlier this week that letting more Americans die from the coronavirus is the, quote, lesser of two evils compared with the economy cratering due to social distancing measures. Is that an okay way of looking at it, that maybe it would be better to let the disease run its course, so to speak, still doing social distancing and all the other things, cleaning our hands?
Well, Kevin, I would never say it's okay to let people die. That's not the right wording I would use. It's not like I want people to die or it's okay, let's look the other way and let them die. I have a friend who's a big liberal. We had a big debate on text the other day. We texted back and forth, and by the end of the text, he said, you know what? You're right. You win. because I told him what I would do. He thought that there were only two choices. You had to either cut down the economy, close everything down, let everybody starve to death, let the government make everyone a ward of the state and a slave and a serf, or Wayne's way would be you leave the economy open and everybody dies. Well, that's not the answer. I came up with a compromise, and no one seems to understand that there is some nuance here, there is some subtlety here, and there is some compromise here. All I said from day one was, take a look at what this has done in other countries around the world, China, Iran, Italy, Spain, France. Before it ever got here, it was very clear it was a disease of people who are very old, very decrepit, very sick, many underlying diseases, many problems, diabetes, obesity, cancer, heart disease, and tell all of them, warn all of them, you must be quarantined. You've got to stay home. What you've said to everybody, you say to them. And everybody else who doesn't have the disease and doesn't have any other disease and is relatively young and healthy, you guys got to go to work and be real men. Pull up your big boy pants, have some balls, and go to work and keep the economy open to save the rest of us so that when we come back from this nightmare and it's over, then all those people who hid in their homes because they had a reason to hide because they were big risk factors and they were going to become the targets, those people have an economy to come back to and they'll have jobs and there will be prosperity and there will still be business in America. The way it stands now, you did the worst thing possible. You made everybody hide, so the businesses are gone. And the economy's gone, and there's nothing to come back to. And that's after only a month and a half. And by the time this is over, maybe 2 months, maybe 3 months, you're going to see tragedy and suicide on an epic scale, poverty like Cuba, people wards of the state like Cuba. In a matter of 3 months, you turned the greatest economy in world history, ever blessed by God, into Cuba and Venezuela. And in Venezuela, they eat zoo animals, they drink sewage, and the girls who are pretty are all prostitutes. I'm not exaggerating. There's no other way to earn a living for a young, pretty girl except they all become prostitutes. That's what you're turning America into by shutting off the economy and shutting off capitalism, and you never had to do it. You just had to say the people who are at risk should be inside. Everybody else can go to work. Everybody else who's willing to face the risk can go to work, and just let them know the risk is very small. What are you afraid of? 98% of the people who get this terrible disease recover in a week. Many of them don't even know they ever had it. There are no symptoms. The rest of them get it mild. Those who go to the hospital, give them hydroxychloroquine plus Z-Pak plus zinc, and I believe, my opinion, plus intravenous vitamin C, which is now happening in many places around the country. That's all you have to know, and we all would have been okay. This is all the most massive overreaction in history, and it wasn't just a choice of letting people die and killing everyone or we go to work. That wasn't the choice. It was never the choice. There were always areas of compromise and negotiation and subtlety. It didn't have to be everyone stays home or everybody goes to work. And by the way, here's another topic. You would have no way of knowing. I want to bring this up, Kevin. Yesterday, I personally called Stephen Hortzfeldt's office, who's my congressman, Stephen Hortzfeldt, Democrat, ultra-liberal, socialist. And I spoke to someone. I should have asked who it was, but I was so angry, I didn't even get his name. But the person on the phone with me sounded like a very intelligent, upper-level person, like a chief of staff at his office answering the phone. That's what it sounded like to me. He certainly was no dummy. But his answers were dumb as a box of rocks, or someone's purposely lying to the American people. Because I know more than the United States congressman knows. I told him the small business loan situation is a disaster. It's not working. We're number one, we're out of money already. So anybody who files now won't get any more money unless you guys add money to the pile. There will not be any money for the rest of small business people. Number two, the loans are not going through. I know so many people who applied, they got nothing so far, or they've been rejected, and there's no reason they should be rejected. And number three, every small business was promised $10,000 emergency disaster loan. That's now down to $1,000, not $10,000. And number four, the banks don't want your submission. They won't even take your submission to get a loan unless you owe them money. That's the rule at Chase and Wells Fargo, because I know that because I hired a law firm to submit all of my requests for my small businesses, and they're trying to scramble and find someone who'll take them, because unless you owe $1 million to the bank, unless you have a business and it took out a loan, they're only protecting their own customers. customers who owe them money. They want them to stay in business so they get their loan money back. The rest of us can go to hell. And I told him that, and you know, he lied and denied. All three said, we're not out of money. Well, that's a lie. You know, today the headlines are completely out of money, and anyone who applies from this day forward, there is no money for them. So he lied. And then he said, oh, and it's not true that the banks won't take your loan unless you request for a SBA loan unless you owe them money. Well, it is true. And he said, and here's the big one. We've all known for a week that they changed the $10,000 to $1,000 because they ran out of money and so many people applied. And he said, that's a lie. That's not true. You can get $10,000 disaster loan. Not true. It's $1,000 per employee. So if you're a sole proprietorship, independent contractor, one-man army like Wayne Root is, and you're applying for three businesses, you're going to get $1,000, $1,000, and $1,000, not $10,000, $10,000, and $10,000, as was originally promised. And what's a businessman like me that spends $50,000, $100,000 a month going to do with $1,000? It's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life. They're giving $1,000 to all the losers of the world who are on welfare, who never worked before this, but they're giving nothing to the businessmen who need it, who create all the jobs and pay all the taxes, and they're giving nothing to anyone who makes over $75,000 a year, which happen to be all the people that create all the jobs and run all the businesses and pay all the taxes. This is once again a giant cluster puck. It's the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen in my entire life, and it's not working.
It's not working for anybody. And but the good thing is people are getting their $1,200 checks and their direct deposits. And I've got about 1 minute. That program has worked some, I guess.
Well, only for the people who got it. I mean, anyone who's dumb enough to be direct deposit in the first place. You know, if you're so dumb you give the IRS access to your bank account, you're a complete moron. So if you're a complete moron who thinks you get refunds through direct deposit without thinking about the fact you've given access to your bank account to the IRS, so whatever they put in, they can also take out. You know, I guess it's okay if you're that person that's at the bottom of the rung and doesn't do any thinking. But for everybody else, there's either going to be no checks or you're going to wait 2, 3, 4 weeks for checks. And for the people in the gig economy, the independent contractors, the massage therapists, the Uber drivers, the waiters, the bartenders, you are so screwed. Unemployment doesn't work. Not a system in any state in this country is accepting unemployment correctly. Everybody's locked out of the system. Nobody's getting their checks. It's a complete disaster, and I doubt you're going to get your checks either. So good luck. It's a disaster. It's got nothing to do with Trump. It's government. Government is a giant failure filled with incompetent people that couldn't last a week in the private sector, and that's who's running the show right now. And Trump doesn't know that. He's at the top, and he says, do this and do that. He doesn't know. None of them are competent enough to carry it out, and the systems don't work, and the computer systems are all, you know, built to fail, incompetence all the way around.
Wayne, always good. If folks want to keep up with you, how do they find you?
Root for America is the best place, rootforamerica.com. And, of course, every afternoon right here on KBET 790 AM, every afternoon 3 to 6 p.m., afternoon drive, Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. You get the truth from Wayne Allyn Root.
We'll talk with you again next week. Stay safe, my friend.
God bless.
There you go. Wayne Allyn Root joining us. Stick around. Coming up, Tommy Hicks will join us in a little bit. He is the RNC co-chair. Before that, though, at 10:30, about 10:35, Jill Lovino from Castle Insurance Group will talk about something you can do to actually save money while you're sitting at home alone. We'll do that and more coming up live and local now.
Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks swinging between gains and losses in afternoon trading after data showed another spike in the number of Americans applying for jobless benefits. And for the third straight week, long-term mortgage rates are hovering near all-time lows. Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on the benchmark 30-year home loan slipped to 3.31% this week. Demand from prospective home buyers has weakened amid economic anxiety from the coronavirus outbreak. And KFC will be conducting worker temperature checks before every shift. The chicken chain has also installed shields robots at the front counter to protect customers and workers. And Pizza Hut says it's now offering contactless curbside pickup at its locations. More than 60% of orders are taking place using contactless delivery. KFC and Pizza Hut are both owned by Yum Brands. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
News. I'm Chris Foster. President Trump has calls today with members of Congress and this afternoon with the nation's governors to talk about restarting parts of the economy affected by the coronavirus outbreak.
Opening up the economy is ultimately up to the nation's governors and businesses. Banking executives reportedly told the president that the administration needed to dramatically increase the availability of coronavirus testing before the public would be confident enough to return to work.
Fox's John Decker. 17 bodies are found crowded into a nursing home morgue in New Jersey.
The morgue at Andover Subacute and Rehabilitation Center is built to hold four bodies. The anonymous tip police received told them that the bodies were being stored in a shed outside one of the facility's buildings, but when they arrived, they'd been moved into the small morgue.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. 13 of the bodies were moved to refrigerated trucks. Dozens of residents and staff members have the coronavirus and 68 have died. America's listening to Fox News.
It's a very confusing and stressful time right now, especially for our wounded and ill veterans and their caregivers. Practice social distancing, wash your hands frequently, and stay at home to avoid exposure. If you don't have symptoms or have questions, use secure messaging through My Healthy Vet or the VA telehealth service. If you develop symptoms, please call your local VA facility. We will get through this. For more details, visit va.gov/coronavirus.
This is a community and a geography starkly split.
Fox Nation takes you back inside the fight that has spanned over a century and defined a region. Now, Pete Hegseth returns to the Holy Land, exploring new ground on both sides of the disputed border.
I wish Arabs and Jews could live together.
We used to be exactly the same.
Learning that this fight is more personal than we think. Don't miss Season 3 of Battle in the Holy Land. Available now, only on Fox Nation.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100+ job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I like them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100+ job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
You don't have to deliver 15 tons of food to the hungry.
You can start with 10 ounces.
You don't have to dedicate your life to saving lives.
Just dedicate 15 minutes.
You don't need to provide guidance to 5,000 young men and women.
Just one will do.
You don't have to build a school in an impoverished area to change a child's life.
Just spend an hour a week reading at one.
The men and women of America's Navy do some amazing things to make the world a better place. But then again, so can millions of everyday Americans right in their own backyards. Brought to you by America's Navy.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
On all across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. It is live and local now. Would you like to save money on your home, auto, and life insurance while actually improving coverage? Well, then call my friends at Castle Insurance Group, 702-714-1060. Ask for a free quote. That's 702-714-1060. All it'll cost you is 10 minutes and a phone call. That's 702-714-1060, Castle Insurance Group. The true story is at the beginning of this whole process, this coronavirus process, I was stuck inside. And I said, you know what, I think I'm going to do a review of my insurance needs. Maybe I can save some money. It turns out I saved hundreds of dollars with just one phone call. Joining us now, Jill Lovino from Castle Insurance Group. And Jill, first of all, thanks so much for what you guys did for me. And all it took from my perspective was 10 minutes and a phone call, and you guys saved me hundreds of dollars. I love that.
Oh, we love helping you out, too. Thank you so much.
Now, we're all inundated. Everywhere we turn, there are these crazy ads on TV for Progressive, for Geico, the Gecko. And your organization is different. Castle Insurance Group is different. How is it different than dealing with just one insurance company?
Right. With one company, you're pretty limited as to the what you can offer price-wise and, coverage-wise as well. We deal with several different insurance carriers. All of them have their own, lack of word, appetites for what they require for good insurance and what they want in in their organization. And we run them all through, and it just depends. We never know which one comes up. Some can be very, very low. Some can be a little bit higher. But the opportunity is there because we have several different ones that we can offer everybody. And most likely, we are able to give them a lower price than what they are paying now with better coverage, which is very, very important. People don't understand their insurance these days.
Well, and the other thing is, you're looking at all these different name brand insurance companies.
Correct.
I mean, these are not bottom of the barrel organizations. These are, I mean, Nationwide, Safeco, Travelers, Progressive, ASI, Hartford. I mean, these are all name brands, right?
Correct. Absolutely. That's what we strive for.
Okay, so tell me what happened. Somebody calls, and again, the phone number is 702-714-1060. They make that call. You folks are still working. You're not in office, but you're working from home, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, very busy.
Take us through what happens when they call.
We get the call. We discuss their needs with them and what they currently have on their insurance policies. And I'm going to tell you, Kevin, 9 out of 10 of them do not know their own deductible or even if they have a deductible. So we make sure we gather their information. It's very simple. Their name, their address, driver's license number, so on and so forth. And it takes a couple minutes. We hop off the phone and get it running through all of our carriers and call them back with what we have. At that point, we make sure they know what they have in their coverages.
Let me ask you, there are benefits for those that are uninsured and underinsured motorist coverage, which along with the medical payments are optional coverages in Nevada. Nevada law does not require it, does it?
No. Nevada law does not require uninsured, underinsured motorist, or MedPay. Excuse me. They are an optional coverage for policies, mostly because Nevada is pretty pricey in insurance anyway. We're sixth in the nation because it's, let's face it, it's an intoxicated state. So we try to work with everybody to get what they need and at least explain to them the coverage so they're aware of it. If they don't want it or they can't afford it, they can always add it or take it off at any time. Nothing is set in stone. Now, underinsured and uninsured motorists is kind of misleading the way it's written. People seem to think that it is going to cover their vehicle as well if somebody hits it and takes off. No. What it is basically is if you are driving, somebody else comes and hits you, you're injured. It's going to go towards your medical bills or possible time off. That's all it's going for. Now, it's pricey. Most people carry a state minimum, which I would not recommend, because if, for instance, say somebody else is driving and they hit you and you're injured, and they do have insurance, but they have a state minimum of their bodily injury. That's what your injuries would come from that party. Well, if you have the state minimum and you need more than $25,000, which is the state minimum, for your medical bills, you're not going to get it under your underinsured. If you had $50,000 and you say you had $40,000 worth of injuries, and they only had $25,000 to pay, well, then your underinsured is going to kick in and help you for your own medical bills. I don't want to get too technical. We just want to know let people know how important it is. I had a claim years ago where a woman was just driving through an intersection, intoxicated driver, ran a stop sign and hit on her driver's door. She had significant bills. Her 5-year-old daughter was in the back in a booster seat. Thank goodness was not injured, but she was checked out a couple of times. All of that's covered under the uninsured motorist because this person fled the scene and they didn't have any of their medical bills paid for. So that came out of that. It was a relief for them to know that their doctor or their daughter can be checked and this woman's bills were paid, so she's not lying in the hospital bed saying, where am I going to get the money for this? So it really is helpful to have on that. But again, I want to stress it doesn't cover the vehicle. It's just for your own medical. It's almost like filing your own bodily injury claim against yourself. It's protecting you.
Again, Jill Lovino joining us from Castle Insurance Group. They're the people that helped me save literally hundreds of dollars. And all it took from my perspective was 10 minutes, a conversation with one of their agents, and the next morning they had the quotes ready to go. I love it. Can I ask a question, though? Because when you're talking about name brand companies like Progressive and Nationwide and Safeco and Travelers and folks like that, am I right that some are great at auto or great at life or great at renter's insurance, but not all of the above? Is that one of the advantages to using a broker rather than dealing directly with these companies?
I wouldn't say they favor one or the other, auto or renters or homeowners or life. It is based on the person applying solely, but you are correct because there are certain companies that will help that we deal with help the people that may be struggling with their. Possibly with their credit or how many accidents they have, they may be getting a better price with those companies because those do deal with indemnity policies. And we have a couple of those too, and one more coming on. So it's a pretty good deal. It's kind of a variety. You're going to get what's suited for you.
I love that. I love that idea because it's customer based. I mean, it's
correct.
Listen, I always called it listener benefit. In this particular case, it's customer benefit. I want to ask you though, because we've run into this in health insurance, how you have to be inside a window and open enrollment, and you can't order a policy outside of open enrollment. But is that the way it is with some of these other types of insurance? When you're talking about home and auto and life insurance, can you change carriers midway through a year?
Absolutely. This is your carrier. I mean, your policy, you can change any time you want. I had one of your listeners your listeners are fantastic, by the way, Kevin. I love speaking to them. It's a joy. And he called me, and I am half off of his homeowner's policy that he had just purchased. So he when I gave him the price, he said, now we're talking.
Oh.
And he canceled the next day, and he's happy, and it was a good deal. Really
money,
sweet man.
Money talks. Okay, so take us through the process then. Somebody calls in, you give them a bunch of information. How long does it take for you to get a quote up? And by the way, am I right, quotes are free?
Oh, absolutely. They don't cost a nickel. We gather the information, which could take anywhere from 2 to 10 minutes, and we just hop you right off the phone. Now, we want to go in and we run them through certain carriers. If there's a huge difference, we're going to go right to that one that's suited for you. If we've got a couple different benefits teetering kind of on the fence, we're going to go through two or three different carriers to get the best policy for you with the best cost. Then we come back and present that to you. And again, initially, it doesn't take any time really to do this. It's free. Most of us are home. Give it a go. Not everybody talks about insurance daily. It's not a daily topic. But find out what you have. Most people are overinsured and they're paying more than they think they are, or that they don't know. And we're here to tell you. That's what we want to do. We want to educate you on what you need. And again, it costs nothing. Don't have to get it. There's no obligation. But we want to let you know the cost that we can save you as well as what you need to be covered.
And I'm assuming that you and your associates are available right now if somebody wanted to pick up the phone.
Absolutely.
702-714-1060. That's 702-714-1060. Jill, it's always good visiting with you. I love the way you save people money. And at a time when we all have a lot of spare time, because a lot of us are laid off. This is a great opportunity to save some money, put some money in your pocket, which I absolutely love. Jill, always fun. Good. Thank you so much, dear. We'll talk again soon.
Thank Kevin. Stay well.
All righty. Jill Lovino, Castle Insurance Group, joining us. When we come back, I'm going to let you hear from Mayor Carolyn Goodman. She's going to join us live at 11:30. But I want you to hear what she said yesterday. Just before the city council meeting. We'll get to that and more coming up live and local now.
There is good news. We will recover. We will thrive if we act now. I'm Sam Peters, and I'm running to be your congressman in Nevada's District 4. I'm not a professional politician. I'm a 20-year military veteran and a successful business owner. I know how to balance a budget, secure a border, and help President Trump revive our economy. Nevada, we need a congressman who will work for you. I can help. Join SamPetersForCongress.com. Remember, Sam Peters, the number 4, Congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than 3 decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
As a woman and a mom, sometimes you just have to take a stand. Take Dan Rodimer, who's running for Congress. You kidding me? Rodimer's violent criminal record is an immediate disqualifier. Rodimer has been arrested for violent assaults 3 times. In one case, Rodimer admitted guilt to battery. Another Rodimer attack was so horrific, his victim had intracranial bleeding. A witness at one attack told police Rodimer bragged he liked to hurt people. And an arrest warrant described Rodimer as armed or dangerous. But there's more. A police report detailed Rodimer's harassment of a teenage girl, while another exposed Rodimer was investigated for a domestic incident. It's bad enough Rodimer was sued for forgery, fraud, and for not paying his taxes. But violent assaults and harassing women? That's unforgivable. Paid for and authorized by Friends of Dan Schwartz.
I'm Dan Schwartz, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message.
Do you or a member of your family suffer from chronic pain? Would you like to make the pain go away? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Then you need to check out the Pain Injury Brain Center of America, now open in Las Vegas. At PIPCOA, they treat your chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy. I suffered from chronic pain due to an impingement of my rotator cuff. I tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy, nothing worked. Then a friend suggested I contact PIPCOA, and after just 6-hour-long treatments, the pain went away. In fact, I canceled my scheduled surgery. And after a brief hiatus due to the coronavirus, Pipcoa is back accepting appointments. Whether your pain comes from headaches, a disc injury, broken bones, hip or knee injury, neuropathy, even PTSD, regardless of the source of your pain, Pipcoa can make the pain go away. You don't have to live with the chronic pain. Make the pain go away. Call Pipcoa at 702-546-8767. That number again, 702-546-8767.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Don't forget this hour of Live and Local Now, brought to you by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Just $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and $529 for a family that's mom and dad and all the kids. Call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or check it out at libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. I want you to hear what the mayor of Las Vegas said just ahead of yesterday's city council meeting. It did not mention the governor by name, but clearly it was directed at Governor Sisolak. This was Mayor Carolyn Goodman. She wants Vegas, Clark County, and Nevada to open up.
This shutdown has become one of total insanity, in my opinion, for there is no backup of data as to why we are shut down from the start. No plan in place how to move through the shutdown or how even to come out of it. According to experts with whom I have spoken, this virus is not going away. It's not going to be going away this month, next month, and much like the flu and other viruses that have impacted populations around the world, this virus or a derivative thereof will be part of what we work through going forward. We are a state. And I give this to you, Madam Clerk, and if you can hold it up so the camera can pick it up. We are a state of 3.2 million people, and we'll soon find out how that changes as we go through our census shortly. 2.3 of us live down here in southern Nevada. Tragically, we have already lost to this virus 128 individuals in Nevada, many with complications attributed in part to COVID-19. Let me assure you that our sympathies and condolences to those who've lost friends and loved ones. But let me tell you, with a population of 3.2 million living in Nevada, those whom we've lost represent less than a half of 1% of our population, which has caused us to shut down the entire state and everything that makes Nevada unique. Of the estimated 900,000 who have lost their jobs, 300,000 have already filed for unemployment. 300,000 have filed for unemployment. These are families that no longer have the ability to buy food for their children and other loved ones, pay their bills, pay their rent, pay their mortgage, pay their car payment. or enjoy the life that they had prior to this shutdown. Parents have no income to feed their children and just meet basic costs. Small businesses and those on week-to-week paychecks have been forced to close. Entire savings that were invested in these small businesses are being lost or have already been lost. Hotels and restaurants, our entire tourism and convention industry business has been shut down. It makes no sense. It makes no sense. From my perspective, we must open our city. We must open Southern Nevada, and we must open the state of Nevada. We cannot live going forward with the medical and health industry telling us that this virus is going to be around longer than a month or two, maybe even a year. We cannot keep our heads in the sand and think it's going to go away. We're adults with brains who can know what to do to wash our hands, to take all precautions not to spread this disease. But we cannot put our heads in the sand and think it's going to go away. From my perspective, I am asking, open the city, open Clark County, open the state. For heaven's sakes, for being closed is killing us already and killing Las Vegas, our industry, our convention and tourism business that we have all worked so hard to build. The longer we wait to do this, the more impossible it will become to recover and become and return to the home we all know and love. And we are here sitting in front of you, loving this community, appreciating being your representative, and looking forward as soon as possible. Remember the data. The data is less than 0.5% tragically have been lost. And the entire 3.2 million people have been brought to their knees.
Wow. That was the mayor yesterday, just ahead of the city council meeting. She will join us at 11:30. And I'll ask her if there's been any reaction from the governor. The governor doesn't talk to anybody. I've talked with political people, mayors of cities, and a lot of them say they never talk to the governor. Coming up, Tommy Hicks, Republican National Committee co-chair. What's it like to run a re-election campaign for a sitting president when you're in the midst of a lockdown? How does that change the strategy? We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. And don't forget Mayor Goodman. Mayor Carolyn Goodman will join us. That's all coming up at 11:30. I'm Kevin Wall, the program live and local now. In these troubled times, we all need to prepare for the unexpected. Hey, Kevin Wall here. That's why I recently called Castle Insurance Group to do a full review of my insurance. In an emergency, I wanted to be fully covered, but I also wanted to make sure I was getting the most bang for the buck. I spent all of about 10 minutes with my Castle Insurance Group agent, and the next morning, she had my quotes for auto and renter's insurance ready to go. She not only improved my coverage, but she also saved me hundreds of dollars. In these uncertain times, who couldn't use more money in their pocket? At Castle Insurance Group, they'll find you the best policy from name brand insurers like Progressive, Nationwide, Safeco, Travelers, Hartford, and ASI. Would you like to save money on your home, auto, and life insurance while actually improving coverage? Then call my friends at Castle Insurance Group at 702-714-1060. Ask for a free quote. That's 702-714-1060. All it will cost you is 10 minutes and a phone call. That's 702-714-1060.
ABET, Winchester, Las Vegas, 790. Talk now.